Conservative? You bet. Controversial? Right again. It's time to squabble on the Jim Benson Show.
For standing up and saving your country on Tuesday. You saved the Supreme Court. You saved the Electoral College. You saved us from another 20 million illegal aliens and chain migration, another 150 million people coming into this country. You've saved our economy. You've saved our cops, our police force. You've saved our military. You've saved the American Constitution and Declaration of Independence. People seem to forget what was on the line here. Everything was on the line here. We dodged a bullet. President Trump literally dodged a bullet, and we dodged a bullet on Tuesday. The extent of Donald Trump's historic nature, iconic nature, really isn't understood because we're too close to it. They'll understand it 50 or 100 years from now. He's not a typical politician. He speaks like a regular person, which is why they hate him. He tells you his feelings. He's utterly and completely transparent, in many ways to a fault. But that's who he is. And we, the American people, it turns out we love this man. We want him back in the Oval Office. We want him to lead the country. We have rejected completely, utterly, undeniably, the Democrat Party, the Marxist, jihadist agenda. We have rejected it. We want nothing to do with it. We love this country. They do not. We do not want the fundamental transformation of America. We want America back. And you did this. Do with it. We love this country. They do not. We do not want the fundamental transformation of America. We want America back. And you did this. All the talking on the world, all the TV in the world, all the radio in the world couldn't have changed this but for you. And you came out en masse from all corners of the country, every single background, every single race, ethnicity, and religion, whether President Trump won them outright or won a significant number. It didn't matter. We beat academia. We beat Hollywood and entertainment. We beat the DC special interest groups. We beat the corporatist oligarchs, the oligarchs. We beat academia. We beat Hollywood and entertainment. We beat the DC special interest groups. We beat the corporatist oligarchs, the oligarchs. Put up $1.2 billion to defeat him. They lost. But I want to make something abundantly clear. There is no kumbaya. This isn't hands across America. Have you seen the media? Have you seen the Democrats? They haven't changed. Their stripes haven't changed. They're the same evil empire they've always been. And after a couple more days and a couple more weeks, they will make public what they're doing right now. Do you know what they're doing right now? In the shadows, they are plotting to try and figure out how to destroy the Trump presidency. This White House today, speaking out of both sides of its mouth, they have a whole bunch of executive orders ready to go to try and stymie the Trump agenda, the American people agenda. He's got a real mandate. And his mandate is, we want normalcy back. We want our lives back. We want our freedoms back. We want our religion back, our family back, our sovereignty back. We want America back. We're not interested in what Obama, Hillary Clinton, Biden, Harris, the whole long list of reprobates. We don't want what they want to do to this country top down. And you made the difference. You changed everything. But until Comcast gets control of NBC and MSNBC, until Paramount gets control of CBS, until Disney gets control of ABC and Warner Brothers gets control of CNN, these pockets of Pravda, Al Jazeera-like media, not a free press, not an American press, these propagandists, these demagogues, until they are held to account for the things that they said, Hitler, fascism, all the things they said about you, the American people, until these corporations get control over these news platforms and really turn them into professional operations with real professional journalists, nothing's going to change.
That was Mark Levin on his Life, Liberty, and Levin show on Fox November 9, discussing the impact of the November 5 election. Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Jim Benson Show, conservative talk radio, covering the issues that concern you here on the BBS radio and television network. Much as I greatly respect Mark Levin for his knowledge and insights on current events and history, I disagree with him that these big corporations don't actually have control over their communist-leaning so-called news media outlets, CNN, the Communist News Network, MSNBC, which I prefer to call MSNBCCP, with all the business its parent corporations do with China, CBS, and the rest. I believe these big corporations, with all their billions of investment in and business with Communist China, and the Communist Chinese Party, of course, do have control over their leftist-dominated media outlets. They want the leftist legacy media doing exactly what they're doing to appease their masters in the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP. You don't do business with the CCP without serving the CCP. And this, again, is exactly what our traitorous corporate elites are doing, or certainly seem to be doing. But Levin is correct in assessing that the radical leftists dominating so much of our society are indeed unrepentant and plotting for a return to power, although they're still in power. Trump hasn't taken the presidency yet, Trump and his team. And they plan on continuing, the leftists, continuing with their unrelenting quest to utterly destroy America as we have known it and transform it into a world government socialist hellhole. As Yvonne Hutton Pulitzer, the multimillionaire businessman, inventor, and election integrity activist, has noted, communism is a religion, and these people, many of them, are religious zealots. Zealots for the all-powerful religion, the religion of the all-powerful state. Embattled talk show host Alex Jones of The Alex Jones Show on his Infowars.com website, a show watched and listened to by millions around the world, has been predicting that the deep state's establishment's globalist communist puppet Joe Biden could start World War III to try to prevent Donald Trump from taking office next January. Sure enough, not long after Trump's election as our 47th president of the USA, president-elect at this point, Biden authorizes use of advanced missiles by Ukraine that can strike deep inside Russia. Ukraine almost immediately thereafter launches a strike with them, and now Russia has retaliated with strikes on Ukraine with Russia's intermediate-range hypersonic missiles, which can be nuclear-equipped. Vladimir Putin, in an interview on the Russian RT media outlet, said Ukraine's being given the go-ahead by Biden and his handlers to use such weapons is a huge escalation of the Russian-Ukraine war and is deemed an attack on Russia by the U.S. and NATO. Putin is threatening much more such attacks with these missiles, and this time on the U.S. and NATO territories, or at least U.S. and NATO organizations in Europe at this point, even possibly escalating to nuclear exchanges. Fortunately, President-elect Trump is meeting with NATO and European leaders in an attempt to defuse this highly dangerous situation, deemed by some observers as the beginning of World War III. Here's Alex Jones on his November 11 show broadcast discussing how he sees the deep state establishment reacting to Trump's electoral victory and what they might do to prevent Trump taking office, including, besides more assassination attempts, starting World War III.
What the enemy has signaled they're going to do in the past, in the present, and projecting into the future. And if we simply understand they're evil, understand they're desperate, get inside their minds, get inside their heads like a general does, and think about the enemy and think about how they operate, because you've got to know yourself, but you've also got to know your enemy just as good as you know yourself. And I do know the enemy, and you know the enemy. And all the victories we're having now is because we have admitted they're evil, we have admitted they're committing all these mass crimes, and we are catching them because we're not naive and the gaslighting doesn't work of, oh, nothing's happening, go away. These aren't the droids you're looking for. Move along. So I have multiple stacks in multiple states where the Republican Party, under the leadership of Laura Trump and Susie Wiles and others, have the lawyers, have the experts, pre-lawsuits in all the battleground states to even be able to be there, looking at the machines that they blocked us from doing 4 years ago and called criminal. An election official went and looked and found fraud, you know, 7 years in prison because they hadn't done the process under the law to be able to do that. It was already baked in, and they are catching them in Georgia and Michigan and Arizona and Wisconsin, all over, with glitches that flipped House races to Democrats, and in live time. And this didn't hit the national news. But that's corporate news, and nobody really watches it. We're the national news now. Tucker Carlson's the national news now. Elon Musk is the national news now. Gateway Pundit's the national news now. We're not the alternative media. We're the people's media. We've got the biggest audiences, and we're right, and we're good, and we love God, and we love justice, and we're kicking tyrants' asses. Because we grew up, we admitted we were under attack, we admitted our enemies are evil, and then we set about rolling up our sleeves. All over the country, they're catching glitches that flip seats to the Democrats, and it's being reversed in live time. I'll be getting into that. Michigan. Four counties in Michigan find over 26,000 votes days after the election. Several seats flip from Democrat to Republican, including one Michigan House seat. And I've got more. Proof of the fraud. Oh, but it's just a glitch. Just like all the glitches they admitted with Dominion and others just so happened to flip the votes from Republican to Democrat. Isn't it funny how in Texas and Georgia and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Wisconsin, not just Dominion, these voting machine companies all over the... Oh, it's just flippy whipsies. So there's that. That's one stack out of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39 stacks. And a big giant video list. So, just a quick summation. We have the Democrats all over the place, official talking points, that they want Biden to step down so that Harris can become the first woman president. Really, they rejected her in a landslide, but now she was appointed as the nominee in a coup that's still ongoing for the next 69 days. We're in a coup. It's not that they're plotting a coup. We're in one, and they intend to stay in power. And if they can put her in there, then they can kill Trump, kill Vance, stage giant false flags. If they don't kill Trump, try to drive him from power. Literally cut the power off, say the Russians did it. I mean, they've been pre-programming all that. I don't know which one they're going to pull, but if you think they're going to just leave with all the crimes they've committed and the giant human trafficking, including sex slavery of children, and if you think these cornered rats are going to give up, you're naive. And you know what? You're not naive. People are watching them in government, in corporations, in the media, in culture, and they are badly coordinated. It'd be like in a boxing match, again, with Muhammad Ali, 12th round, he's still got energy and he's there, and the other side's bleeding out the eyes and the nose, they got cuts all their face, and they look like they got spaghetti for legs, and they're just stumbling around, and you know any minute Muhammad Ali's just going to go boom, and they're going to fall down like a sack of potatoes. So, we're winning, make no mistake, and they are badly coordinated and out of their minds, but that makes them even more dangerous to trigger a massive war in the next 69 days. You name it. So they are on television. I already played the clip Saturday and Sunday. I probably won't play them again today. They're on the side of you want them. They're on my X channel, Relax Jones. You want to go see them. But they're on TV saying, we want Biden to step down and put Harris in. And that means they could kill him if he doesn't do it. And then that isn't constitutional, just like appointing her as the nominee wasn't. People say, well, even if, you know, she becomes the president, even if they kill Trump or Vance, that doesn't make them, the Democrats, the president under the Constitution. Since when do they follow the Constitution? They turn the power off in most of the country for a couple of weeks and kill the internet. We'll be in a whole other ballgame. And I look at the different scenarios there. They'll all end up not just in prison if they do that, but definitely where the Nazis went. But it doesn't mean they're not going to try it. That won't succeed either. I mean, here's where we're at. Anything they do now will fail. The question is, do we have a giant nuclear war or a giant civil war? You know what Klaus Schwab has said? A cyber attack will make COVID look like a minor inconvenience. And they've got that all pre-programmed and ready, so there's that. Massive attack on migrants or black people at some black gathering that they say is imminent. They've already busted, quote, white supremacist Trump supporters trying to do it. Is that them saying, oh, we caught these but didn't catch the big one coming? Or maybe there's good people in the federal government that know about these groups they've wound up and have ready, like the Whitmer kidnappers, and so good feds go ahead and shut it down? I'm speculating there, but I predicted you'd see that right before the election and after, and the Democrats said that. Trump's going to come kill minorities. No evidence, no proof. So obviously when it happens, you know the feds provocateur did or some mercenary group did it. So we're just waiting for that. And we're telling the establishment, you're losing, you've been routed, the initiative is totally on our side, no one's going to buy it. I mean, you could have a real crazy person go out and do something now, you'll get blamed for it. And there are some real crazies on all sides out there. But the point is that you're done. The globalists need to give up now. And there's a good chance they've got all these plans going, and they had them beforehand for civil war conditions, and black men that need to uprise because Trump's coming to kill you if he gets into the presidency, James Carville. I mean, it goes on and on. They don't say that for no reason. There's a good chance, though, that there's so many people in the federal government that were just kind of compartmentalized that are now awake, and even the bad guys know this isn't going to work. Even people they've got that would do bad stuff in the past are going to not show up and not going to carry out the mission because they're smart enough to know it's not going to work.
In case you didn't know, Alex Jones and InfoWars.com were sued in a lawsuit repeatedly paid for by leftist billionaire George Soros. Again, we see George Soros' hand in these actions. Anyway, paid for by George Soros for defamation over a claim Jones says he relayed on his program years ago that the elementary school massacre in Connecticut by mentally ill Adam Lanza, I believe was his name, was a hoax. Plaintiffs were families of children murdered by Lanza who said they suffered harassment and threats from followers of Jones and InfoWars, as I understand it. This litigation, which Jones has described as a show trial, led to his being found liable for an incredible $1.4 billion for defamation and having to declare bankruptcy, and InfoWars.com being scheduled to be sold off at auction. Jones was briefly shut down on his operation there on InfoWars.com was shut down on November 14th after a supposed auction was held, but was back on the air shortly after that after a judge intervened with criticism of the auction operators and questions about the legitimacy of their actions. And the case is ongoing. It remains to be seen what will happen with InfoWars, but Jones has vowed to continue his shows on another platform. Actually, it would be other platforms, but he wants to launch his own website again. He's established the Alex Jones Network, broadcasting on X currently and elsewhere. Here's more from the Alex Jones Show, this time on November 19th. His November 19 broadcast after Biden gave the go-ahead for Ukraine to start using these ballistic missile strikes on Russia. The clip starts off with an excerpt from Jones' interview with Trump's former national security advisor, retired Army General Michael Flynn.
So the outcome or the consequence, you know, especially with what Putin said recently in his statement, everybody needs to go and listen to what he basically said. He said that there will be an action, there will be a consequence to this very provocative step that the West is taking, because Putin recognized immediately that Ukraine can't handle these. This is not a system in their inventory, nor is it a capability that they have. They have to use other means, meaning they have to use other countries to leverage the way that this weapon system can be used. So there is going to be a consequence. I don't know what that consequence is. It would be speculation, but I will tell you that this almost feels like the West, and principally the United States of America, is taking NATO into a place where we don't have any business being. And instead of fighting for peace, as President Trump has continued to say, what is happening is these people are taking us to war. Trump is going to have to get on the phone with world leaders now and start. And he's probably going to have to put himself into the presidency, into the president mode, even though there's, like we always say, there's only one president at a time. But Trump needs to say, we need to have cool heads prevail here. We cannot have these provocative measures taken. And I wrote about this in the paper as well, that this is what happened to me in 2016 in my very famous phone call with the Russian ambassador, Ambassador Kislyak, the Russian ambassador to Russia. And I had to phone call with him. And I said, and I verbally, I mean, almost specifically said, we got to let cool heads prevail here. Let the Trump administration come into office and we'll have a different conversation, because we view things completely differently than the Obama administration. And you saw what happened to me. I mean, they lied through their teeth about that. Well, the same thing is going to start to happen in here, but we have to have conversations where sane leaders with good common sense who do not want to take us into World War III prevail. If we don't have that, we are going to have a very difficult couple of months here.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, we're back live. General Flynn is coming on in minutes with emergency information. We are the closest to World War III, hands down. No military analyst denies it, that we've ever been. Putin has said if the U.S. starts firing missiles into Russia, that Russia will officially be at war with the United States as their default position. He said that 2 months ago, a month ago, and today. And now it's all over the Russian news that they are fully at war with every NATO country, including the United States and the U.K. That's where we are right now on Tuesday, November 19th, 2024, at 11:34 Central Standard Time. Every one of your lives is in the most danger it's ever been. Our very futures all hang in the balance. And what did I tell you? Probably over 1,000 times in the last year. If Trump is able to override the fraud, if we're able to do it, their main move will be bombing inside Russia to escalate into total war. This is absolute megalomaniac madness. This is Hitler-level crap. We have a degenerate, out-of-control establishment. Most of them don't even understand military systems. You've got a bunch of banker families represented by BlackRock and their whole global Ponzi schemes coming down. And we are trying to get Trump into stabilized stuff. And the U.S. will actually be dominant for another 100 years if we just do this. They sucked our power, used it to set up their global government. Now the whole world's turned against it. Their entire Great Reset is falling on its face. And their answer is put a gun to the American people and the world's head of nuclear Russian roulette. And this isn't like playing Russian roulette where you got six cylinders and only one of them's got a 357 Magnum round in it. This is like playing Russian roulette with three bullets in it and you spin it. It's like 50-50 right now we're going to have a nuclear war. And that's the mainline analysis. This is totally over the top. Maximum insanity right now. And Trump and others have come out and said, yeah, this is the military-industrial complex trying to start World War III before he gets in office. 62 days. Congressman Massey says start impeachment of Biden immediately. 25th Amendment. as well. That's exactly what General Flynn is saying. But the biggest thing we can do is pray to God for peace, pray for sanity. Biden announced 2 months ago he was going to start bombing Russia, and then it was in the Washington Post, but we already knew that almost all of his advisors that are military said, do not do this, including the Pentagon. And then Sunday at 2 p.m. Central, the New York Times comes out and says Biden has greenlit the bombing. And the bombing started in the middle of the night in Russia today. Roll the B-roll of one of the missiles hitting a Russian military base and arms depot and blowing it sky high in a giant orange mushroom cloud. So that's where we are, ladies and gentlemen.
If you watched and or listened to a podcast of our last show, you probably saw or heard audio from the clip I played from election integrity activist Jovan Hunt Pulitzer, who I mentioned earlier. This is from was a clip from his shows on Rumble.com. In this clip, a post-election commentary, Pulitzer warns that we should not be celebrating the almost miracle Republican wins on and shortly after November 5 when vote counts were completed. He, like Alex Jones and other observers, are warning us that our battles with the leftist Democrats, their RINO, that's Republican in name only, allies, and their masters in all of their masters in the CCP and totalitarian worshiping world government zealot crazies of the United Nations and World Economic Forum, that these people have no intention of giving up their endless war for absolute power over us and are doubling down and plotting ways to pull off more power grabs and coups, such as the 2020 election of Joe Biden. I know it's hard to fathom the absolute madness of the policies and activities of these people who are so hell-bent to enslave us, but we must keep our peaceful and law-abiding fight for freedom and prosperity. Keep up our peaceful and law-abiding fight for our own and our families and our country's freedom and prosperity. And promoting the same as much as possible for the rest of the world. There will be many more battles ahead, many more campaigns by our enemies of lies, trickery, hate propaganda, and power plays that we must prevail in if we are to win this struggle. Though there undoubtedly will be losses for us as well as we keep up this struggle for the survival of our way of life. So always keep in mind that our opponents are not going to give up, and neither can we. That's all for another show. As always, we hope you found the content of interest and value. You can watch and or listen to a podcast of today's show when it's posted shortly on the Jim Betts Show pages here at bbsradio.com and also elsewhere on the internet, including rumble.com, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. Look for us again with another show 2 weeks from today, the same time slot. And while you're at it, if you go to my pages, from my index page on the Jim Benson Show at bbsradio.com. If you click on any of my shows, they're archived there, you can scroll down and view our video selection, our related videos, videos of related subject matter you might find of interest. Have a great rest of your day and evening.